Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I do believe there's a foundation here that gives us a chance to win sooner rather than later. The results are the results. You have to be honest about that. It might be tweaks. It might be more than tweaks to get us faster towards where we want to be. We got to deliver more, bottom line.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It will be sunny and hot pretty much all week. You could have your occasional thunderstorm. Low tonight, 80. So keep the AC on. Not exactly a windows open type night. We'll be a little bit too warm for that. It's Donnie in for the guys on 93.7 The Fan. Dan Zangrilli, as mentioned, has the North Shore Tavern leadoff show around 6:45. Dom DiTommaso is with me behind the glass. Dom, I'm still mad at myself over the performance last segment. I'm going to be thinking about not naming Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw right off the bat for quite some time. That's a tough one.
Well, I think that you were probably trying to think of lesser known quarterbacks in the, the big ones.
That is something I fall into in like that quiz show type setting, which I beat Joe this year. We had a quiz show every Friday during the football season, and I capped it off with a victory either right at the Super Bowl or right after the Super Bowl. But yeah, I try to find like those deep cuts, and then I'm just leaving the obvious ones right out there on the table. I chalked off like 3 or 4 of those guys from my childhood pretty quickly, and I'm leaving just all-time greats on the table. I'm disgusted in myself. That voice that you heard moments ago was Ben Cherington, somebody who should also be disgusted with himself, but he speaks like he isn't, so good for him. Pirates general manager, that is from his show yesterday before the Pirates' victory over the Texas Rangers, saying the Pirates have a foundation to win, and they have to do their making it happen. Do they have a foundation to win? 412-928-9370. I'm not so sure that they do. They have Paul Skeens. That's a good jumping off point, a good starting point. They have arguably the best pitcher in baseball. That's very good. The Pirates have seldom had that over the course of their history. They have a few Cy Young winners, the last one being 35 years ago when Doug Drabeck took home the trophy in 1990, but they haven't had the premier arm in baseball in quite some time, in a generation or multiple generations like they do right now. And I feel confident with Paul Skenes, even if he doesn't lead in every single statistical category, he is going to be in that argument, in that conversation every single season of his prime, probably most of his career, whether it's here or not. They have some arms with him that could build to a formidable playoff pitching rotation. I don't really put guys like Braxton Ashcraft, who starts tonight making his first Pirates start, or Mike Burrows, I don't necessarily put them in that conversation, in that category. They're just kind of the nice guys to have in a pinch. You can put them in different situations. Ashcraft has been pretty good for them out of the bullpen so far. And Burrows, I wouldn't say he's been bad for them so far. Not amazing. Not every guy up here is going to be Paul Skenes, but we've seen much uglier performances from Pirates pitchers than what we have gotten from Mike Burrows. He has not been any sort of major problem. Mitch Keller is not having a great season, but he is a better arm than his record shows at 1-10. The ERA is just over 4, so it's not an outstanding season for Mitch, but it's not as bad as what it looks like in the 94 innings that he has thrown. Jared Jones won't be seen for another year. Who knows what he looks like when he comes back? There have been some people that have made the argument that he should be the closer. I don't think that's the worst idea. I wouldn't even say it's a bad idea. It just depends on how everything else looks. But, I mean, if he gets told or there are signs that, hey, this guy's future as a starter might be limited due to the damage that was done, and they say, you know, what would a move to the bullpen look like? Then, hey, I don't dislike that idea. Plus, there's a very real chance that they deal multiple big arms from their bullpen within the next month or so. Bubba Chandler is not here yet. He is expected to be a bit better than what we saw from Jared Jones last season. Not quite Paul Skenes, but who really is? Skenes, the man that leads major league pitchers in WAR at 4.4. He does lead in ERA as well, 1.85. They have other young arms working their way up too. They do have a pretty good stock of pitching. And they say in baseball, you can never have enough starting pitching or pitching in general. So I think arguing that there is a foundation when it comes to the pitching staff, that's very fair. Because I would say they do. I think there is at least a foundation when it comes to the pitching side of the sport. The Pirates have it. The nucleus is there. I have a hard time seeing that when it comes to the offense. Brian Reynolds is a solid player, not a great one. He's also 30. He'll give you 20 to 25 home runs. He'll give you around 80 runs batted in. He will hit right around or above 260. I know the numbers are not on pace for that this season, but he will still likely get there by season's end. The numbers over the course of his career when he plays a full season all look very similar. O'Neill Cruz is pretty cold right now at the plate, and that's putting it lightly, but he will still end up with 20-plus home runs, hopefully 25-plus home runs, and right now already has 26 stolen bases, but he leads baseball in strikeouts with 99. Is the average great for him? No, but he's still a better-than-average player as a whole, just not quite to that star status yet that we are desperately hoping for in Pittsburgh. Ke'Bryan Hayes, who the contract was signed thinking this guy would be a cornerstone piece at third base, he can't hit. He hasn't been injured yet this season, which is good. He has had chronic back issues. He can't hit. Henry Davis gets us excited that he's close to the Mendoza line at 188. Spencer Horwitz, their big offseason acquisition at the plate. 30 games in, one home run. Joey Bart has one home run in almost 50 games. Not quite the sophomore season for Bart in Pittsburgh that we were hoping for. The team's best offensive player doesn't play defense anymore, and he's 38 years old. And yes, that is Andrew McCutchen. OPS plus for Kutch is 111. That is the highest on the team. He is 38, and he is a DH with a handful of starts out in right field this season. That is not the looks of a team with a strong foundation or strong nucleus on offense. And outside of Connor Griffin, there is not a whole lot in the pipeline to get excited about that holds a bat. Termar Johnson, not overly excited there. Mitch Jebb, the kid can run. He hits for average. The power isn't there. Connor Griffin's really the only player, and hell, he's 19 years old playing in Greensboro, but he's tearing up that league the way he was tearing up things in Bradenton. He's the only player all the way down in high A ball that actually has me a little bit excited. But we're not going to see him for probably 3 more years. I'd like to see him in 2. Maybe they should try to fast-track things a little bit with him, keep that stop in Greensboro short. I thought he should have skipped Greensboro altogether and gone right to Altoona. But maybe that's just me. So are they actually close to having a foundation? 412-928-9370. Pitching, I say yes. I think they do have some talented arms. We haven't seen Bubba Chandler yet. He's not going to be the second coming of Paul Skeens, but if he's anywhere close, that's pretty good. And when you have Paul Skeens, that's a good guy to start with. There aren't many better around baseball to start with. So pitching, I would say, yeah, there is a foundation there. I think that there is some truth to that statement. Hitting, no. Not even close. You have a decent player in Brian Reynolds, and you have another player in O'Neill Cruz that is really exciting when he's on his game, but incredibly frustrating when he isn't. 412-928-9370. I want to get George from Beaver in here before we go to break. What's up, George?
Hey, Donnie, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Oh, great. All right. So I haven't heard the Jared Jones, potential moving to closer. And I mean, it's an interesting thought, but if we're looking at that potential route, wouldn't like a middle reliever make more sense, you know, give him 40, 50 pitches on a, depending on the outing and, you know, and such like that, use their data analytics to determine, you know, pitch count per, you know, appearances and things. But I just hadn't heard that, and you sparked my interest, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that angle as opposed to like a closer. So
yeah, George, I appreciate the call. I mean, that is something, actually, I think it was just a caller one morning to Bucko Talk that had me starting to think that path could be in his future. Like the body build of Jared Jones, it might not be one that can withstand pitching the way he pitches. A very high velocity for a guy of that stature. I mean, that's sort of like what we saw 10, 15 years ago from Tim Lincecum. Small dude, but could absolutely throw gas. And Lincecum had a fantastic career. If Jones was anywhere close to that, we would be lucky. That's a guy with multiple Cy Youngs on his mantle. But that's a hard ask. And now that you have an early elbow injury that needs surgery, not the big one. He did not have to get Tommy John, so that doesn't keep him out all of next season. Hopefully by this time next season, he is back to baseball and close to the major league roster. I think the future for him, I don't think it's outlandish if they ever wanted to make that move. It also depends on how some of these other guys pan out. If a couple of the guys looking to replenish the rotation they have sort of flop, like we've seen many do in the past, then that transition becomes all the more difficult. Because you do have a guy who is a pretty good starting pitcher when healthy. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Are the Pirates actually close to having a foundation, as Ben Cherington put it yesterday, a foundation to winning baseball? I'm not very sold on that, certainly when it comes to the lineup that we see get put out there any given day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do the Pirates actually have a foundation? Do they have a good nucleus of players? Players that have this team on the doorstep of winning baseball. Those were some of the comments made by Ben Cherington yesterday. Played that clip for you last segment. And now it's just up to them to do their part. The front office, that is, to get them over the line. I think they have the pitching. They have a good foundation of pitching. But it stops there. I don't think they have much else. Obviously, that's a big part of the battle. And if you would get to a playoff series, that helps your cause. But the offensive side of the game is just bowling shoe ugly most of the time for the Buccos, and it is very hard for me to see, given what's in the pipeline or what isn't, that they have what I would consider a real foundation in that part of the game. 412-928-9370. Paul is in PA. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good to talk to you. I thought maybe a little feel-good baseball story instead of all this worrying about the Pirates. Let me tell you the best hitting story you've never heard.
All right, Paul.
1980 in the Men's Valley League in Winchester, Virginia. Boy by the name of Kearns, after his sophomore year in Alabama as a starting shortstop for Alabama.
Okay.
This is what he did in a game, space of three games in the same week. First game, probably Sunday, he cranked out three home runs these last three times up. The second game, he was up four times, middle of the week, four home runs. Third game, first two times up, another home run. Nine in a row, game situation, different fields, different pitchers. Great hitting story.
And whatever happened there?
He played 4 years in the majors.
And that, and what kind of home run numbers did he put up?
Nine in a row. I don't know about the season, but he had nine at-bats in a row over three games.
Well, Paul, I appreciate the call. It is a neat story. That kind of sounds like Malzie's nine straight threes. We got to find out who that was. He said Kearns. Wait, what year did he say?
I don't know.
I thought of Austin Kearns, who used to play for the Reds, but I don't think the timeline matches up there. Austin Kearns played in like the 2000s.
Yeah, he probably wasn't talking about somebody from the 2000s.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like this guy ended up being Barry Bonds either. I thought that's where the story was going. Like, oh, Paul changed his name to Barry. He got drafted by the Pirates in the late 80s, and he hit more home runs than anybody to ever play baseball, but I guess that's not where Paul was going with it. 412-928-9370. This, I know, will be a Pirates call from our guy Chuck in Uniontown. Hello, Chuck.
Good evening, Donnie. It's good. Always good to talk to you. So knowledgeable and so good.
You're giving me way too much credit there, Chuck, but thank you.
No. I think it's well-deserved. And here again, you are right on target. I couldn't agree. I agree with you 1,000%. Yes, the foundation for pitching is there, but that's where it stops. And the reason why the rest of the situation is not good is because of the Pirates' own stubbornness and stupidity and stinginess. Excuse me. I mean, Donnie, I just about fell out of my motorized wheelchair yesterday when I heard Ben Sherrington say the answers for winning baseball are still in this organization or on its roster. Who does he think he's kidding? You mean four last place finishes by themselves and one tied for last place, and you think the answers are on this roster and in this organization? Who's he kidding? If you'd won something like that, first of all, you go to another city, you'd probably been long gone. You wouldn't even be in a job. And second of all, I mean, 4 years of last place finishes and you're doing nothing. What did you do last October? When people were up for free agency, the answers were in the free agents that you let go by and did nothing, didn't even talk to them. You know, no, Donnie, I agree. Pitching wise, yes, they got enough pitching to be a contender, but the rest of the team, I'm sorry, it's a miserable failure. And the Pirates have nobody to blame but themselves.
Thanks, Chuck, for the call, as always. You know what? You know what's so great about Chuck, Dom, and I've brought this up before. As much of a diehard Pirates fan as the man is, he's never looking at the team through blinders. He's never giving them the benefit of the doubt. Like, he will go right at them with every single phone call. He was on top of it, by the way, and I will still give him credit for this. Going into the season, the very first Bucco talk of the year in late March, that final Saturday before the real games began, he did not see a good season ahead. And he said his line was, fate doesn't benefit the lazy. I think that's what it is. I think I'm pretty close to that. I might have messed up a word or two. But the laziness that the front office showed early in the season, or early in that offseason, the first offseason they had with Paul Skeens, has translated into what we've seen so far. And Chuck is never pulling punches when it comes to talking Buccos, which is why I think he's always one of the best callers.
I think I'm gonna make a statement here, and I want you to back me up on this. If the Pirates ever win the World Series, the first post-game caller to Dan Zangrilli has to be Chuck. There could be 1,000,001 people on the line, but I'm making the ruling right now that Chuck gets first call if the Pirates ever win the World Series.
Yes. Yeah, it absolutely has to be him. I mean, I'm at the point where, and Chuck is a guy who has gotten to witness a couple of World Series victories, and I feel more for him than I do myself when they have bad seasons, like how this season has gone. I want to see the Pirates win more for Chuck in Uniontown than I want to see for myself. And I've never seen more than a wild card game win and a divisional series go to 5 games. Have never seen more than that. I don't know. Chuck just pulls at the heartstrings, because you just feel like, you know, this guy sits through every single inning of Pirates baseball every year, which has been mostly heartbreak over the last 30 plus. He doesn't pull anything when he talks about them. He is heavily critical of them when things don't go well, but he will applaud them when things do. If they ever do win big again, I'm going to be happier for Chuck than I am anybody else. Tim is in Somerset. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, how you doing, Donnie?
Good.
The Pirates, you know, the biggest problem with the Pirates is Charrington. And I can't believe that they're going to keep him on to draft again. I honestly think that my son and I could do a better job of drafting than Charrington's done. You know, it's just terrible. But there are some guys, you know, you mentioned, you know, Connor Griffin, obviously, and he should be on the fast track. The Pirates promote guys way too slowly a lot of times. This guy looks like a stud. I mean, he should be in Altoona next month, Indianapolis the last month of the season, and then in Pittsburgh maybe next year. Now, if he doesn't, you know, succeed at Altoona or Indianapolis, slow him down. But there's no reason not to have him on a fast track. And they are, apparently, too. He's in Greensboro, which numbers are always inflated there. You know, see, who knows, you know, how many home runs he hit. But the guy has 33 stolen bases, I think, this year already.
You know? Yeah, he does, Tim, and I don't mean to cut you off there. I mean, he's killing the baseball with the bat, and he is all over the bases. He is showing the tools of a very exciting offensive player, and there aren't many of those. And I'm not saying the guy has to be completely rushed through things here, but try to fast-track a player where you can. Keep the stint in Greensboro short. Players always seem to hit the ball well in that ballpark. You know, I would love to see, by the time we get to middle of next month or late next month, have him get to Altoona, play the last couple of months of the season in Double A. And if he crushes it there, I think there should be real consideration that he just starts next season in Indy. Now, maybe not. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe he still starts in Double A, but after a few months, he goes to Indy, maybe plays out the rest of the season there, And then, boom, by 2027, the guy could be on the doorstep of your major league roster. And he would only be of legal drinking age. Like, try to pick your spots with guys. I'm not saying completely zoom him through the organization, but when you're playing at the level he is, like, he is clearly a mismatch for the pitching that he is getting at the A level, whether it's low A or high A. 412-928-9370. We'll take more of your calls coming up next. Also, we will meet our intern.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, gorgeous Charlie Borges came through for our guy Jack, our summer intern. So he will go by intern Jack, sort of how we just put the first name onto whoever the intern is. It was intern Dom 2 summers ago. We did have Sonny Gray last year, a fellow Syracuse guy, with you, Dom. Now, Sonny, more of a journalism interest and more of a journalism background. And I believe he is interning with a Cape Cod baseball team this summer. Hey, I mean, that sounds like a pretty cool gig. You get to spend the summer in Cape Cod. Could be worse things to do. But we do have intern Jack Galbraith, a University of Pittsburgh man. Jack, all you got to do is hit that on button over there, and then you speak into the microphone, and you're good to go. Now, you do some radio stuff with Pitt. I know you just finished up your freshman year, but this is what you want to get into.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I'm happy. I don't know how Dom feels. I'm a Waynesburg guy. I'm a local guy. Dom is a local guy, too. He's a Shaler kid. But he goes to mighty Syracuse. The amount of Syracuse and or Waynesburg people we have in here is staggering. So it is nice that we finally have somebody from Pitt here.
Yeah, we need some balance here. I like it.
I mean, we're going to have to tell Amy Mock, who is one of the best people in this building. She will be one of the most useful people that you can talk to. She was kind of like the backbone of a program that is on the AM station with a lot of Pitt kids. I don't know if you got involved in any of that. That's more of the newsy side of things. But what was it that started your interest in sports like it spurred for a lot of the guys that are on here?
I have been a massive fan of basically every Pittsburgh sports team there is since I was in like preschool, like maybe 4 or 5 years old. So my entire life, I mean, you don't really start thinking about what you want to do with your career until like later on. But I mean, I kind of knew instantly that this is something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be around sports for my profession. And this is an awesome start.
Did you have like a distinct moment as a kid where you knew this was kind of what you wanted to get into? Maybe it wasn't sports radio per se, but something in the sports media.
I would say watching just, I can't really pinpoint an exact moment, but I would say watching the Steelers growing up was like, I just found like such a big passion for it that I was like, I have to do something with this. And this is what I want to do.
Was there somebody on sports coverage that you grew a liking to? Like for me, mine was Chris Berman. Like I grew up and I watched NFL primetime like every Sunday after that 4 o'clock slate of NFL games. It led us into Sunday night football. Now, when I was growing up until I was like 11 or 12, Sunday night football was on ESPN. So it slid right in there altogether. Then it changed over to NBC in like 2006. Now, you were only like a year or two old, not even, when that change was made. So was there like a sports media personality, play-by-play man, studio host, somebody that you're like, man, they got a pretty cool job?
I would say, I think the first thing that I really wanted to do was watching like Jim Nantz play-by-play like for whatever it was, football, the Masters, Super Bowl, NCAA championship, stuff like that. He was the one that kind of made me like, you could just feel like whenever you watch a game and Jim Nantz is on the call, it just feels like it's a really big game. It's important. And that was like my dream job starting off would be play-by-play for like the NFL or whatnot. Obviously, that's a hard goal to achieve. But yeah, that would probably be the first goal that I had.
Have you done any of that at Pitt? I mean, I know you're only 1 year in, so it's not like, you know, time is running short for you. You have 3 more years there. But have you done any play-by-play work for them yet?
No, at the moment, I don't have any play-by-play experience. I was planning on joining the radio starting next year. I mean, the sports fan in me, my freshman year, I kind of wanted to experience, like, the football and basketball season, like, in the stands, like, student section, whatnot. That's just the massive sports fan in me. Been a huge Pitt fan my entire life. So I wanted to experience it, like, just a normal student for 1 year.
There is something to be said about doing play-by-play and, like, the high that you sort of get when it's a great game. And I mean, I've never done anything at the professional level. Like the highest level of sports I'm talking is like D2 or D3 football and low level minor league baseball. But still, even at those levels, when you get a great game every now and then, it's awesome. And if you feel as if your call reflected that, it's even more awesome. So, I mean, I hope you get those opportunities in the booth with Pitt. I mean, I was calling games for Waynesburg football less than 10 years ago, and I've, you know, done pretty much every team in the, you know, the PAC at the D3 level. But getting to do that, even as a student at the D1 level, that's something pretty cool. So I hope you get to experience that.
Yes, thank you. That is the goal.
Now, how do you feel about Dom's take that any bald play-by-play man is no good? Just throw those guys out.
I mean, that's pretty disrespectful to bald people in general, I would think. That's kind of a hot take there.
Well, he's full of them. I mean, and
Donnie's stirring the pot. Jack and I had a very good relationship, and now you're just dropping a Well, now you're just, you know.
I mean, there are a few notable bald play-by-play guys. That's all I'm throwing out there. I mean, Mike
Donnie,
Tirico.
I understand.
Dan
well,
Schulman.
Mike Tirico had hair, so he was grandfathered in, and I think Schulman did too. Listen, the point was that, God, this started from a conversation about Joe Buck and getting hair plugs, and I said, well, he probably wanted to get them because he doesn't want to be bald on TV. And I said, a lot of guys on TV aren't bald. You can still be bald and be on TV, but most aren't, and it was understandable why he wanted to get hair plugs.
Dom, don't you love Joe Buck?
I do love Joe Buck.
That's a great rebuttal.
Well, Joe Buck isn't on national TV.
No, he could be one day. I mean, if you're in charge of anything.
Hey, from your lips to God's ears, I love Joe Buck, and he could be. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying most guys on TV aren't bald.
I mean, you could be a good-looking bald guy. Look at Stone Cold Steve Austin and Goldberg. I mean, they took the wrestling world by storm in the late 90s.
100%. Howie Mandel. Listen, there's a long list. I agree with you. I'm just saying most people on national TV, you know, our majority have hair.
So, Jack, you would say that Jim Nance, you're number one.
Yes.
Where do you think you could fill out a, like, top five power ranking of play-by-play guys for you, like your favorite guys? I'm not saying you have to pull back and say, like, well, Keith Jackson, just because he did college football for years, like, you never heard Keith Jackson do a game live. His final game was Texas-USC, and I don't think you were even born yet when that game happened, which, man, that's kind of a feel-old moment there, but
yeah,
go
I
on.
Mean, off the top of my head, I top five play-by-play guys, I'd say Nance is one, Joe Buck two. I think the same thing I said earlier, like when Joe Buck's on a call, it just feels like a big game. His call on Daniels to McLaurin and on Monday Night Football this year I thought was awesome, and it just made the game seem way bigger than it was. I'd probably put, this is a new one, I'd probably put Chris Fowler three. I've kind of grown into him more watching more college football. Ooh. I love Chris Fowler. Same thing. This one's, I know a lot of people are split on this, but I really like Gus Johnson too. I knew that was going to be his reaction. I love Gus Johnson though.
Okay.
And then five, I think Mike Tirico would be.
I mean, I like all those guys you said with the exception of Gus. I think Gus feels to me, it's like it's got to be March Madness. Like, he would fit March Madness given his chaos, but I think some of the goofy stuff that he does, it can drive people a little bit buggy. Well, Jack, I mean, we're happy to have you this summer. I am very excited to get to work with you this summer. I hope the first week with Dom and Charlie went well. And, I mean, as wild as this kid could be, Dom, he is a very good example to show what an internship here over the summer can turn into. So, you know, I hope that same can happen for you. And finally, we have a proud Pitt man that is interning with us.
Hail to Pitt.
All right, Jack. Thanks, buddy.
Thank
Coming
you.
Coming up, it is a hodgepodge of nothingness before a little PM team overtime. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny and hot pretty much all week. Tonight, the low 80. So, keep the AC on. All right, hodgepodge time brought to you by Two Men and a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomenandajunktruck.com.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
We have some PM team overtime on the way, and then it is Dan Zangrilli with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show around 6:45. Pirates are in Milwaukee tonight. 7:40 first pitch. Braxton Ashcraft makes his first start in the majors. I'll start here. So yesterday, and I put this on Twitter, and it caught on a little bit. Certainly not my most viral of tweets, but yesterday we are driving home from my parents, a nice week spent in Fenwick Island, and the drive sucked. It was like a record-long drive for me going home. It took almost 8 hours to get home, and normally that's like a six, maybe six and a half. You know, you make that stop for gas and maybe a short bathroom break in Breezewood. Long trip home. But we decide, hey, you know, we'll just stop at Chipotle. We'll grab dinner there. We don't really have time to, like, go out, get stuff, and make something by the time we got home. We've talked about this before. I've talked about this with Pony and Chris. The fall from grace there is bad. Like, I think one of the only worse fall-offs than Chipotle in the last decade plus is ESPN.
How will that affect LeBron's legacy? How will Chipotle's downfall affect LeBron's legacy?
I mean, it was brutal. And we have gorgeous Charlie Borges in here. He takes over the board for Dom after the show. But, man, like it's getting to a point where every time we go in, no matter where we are at, there are very few serviceable locations left. And, yeah, you might have one by you, and, you know, good for you if you do. The two in Greensburg have held on pretty well, it seems. You know, I don't get out to go to those ones quite as often anymore. But we go in now with an expectation of, okay, they will be out of at least one thing that we want.
Mm-hmm.
They will be out of chicken or steak, sometimes both. Yesterday, we make a stop in to one of the local ones. I'm not going to say the exact location of it. No chicken. One of the employees took an odd amount of pride in telling us there was no chicken. He was just like, no chicken in the whole building. We're waiting on somebody from another store, but do not order chicken. But like, I'm kind of doing the tone a disservice. Like, there was an odd amount of, I'm proud to tell you we are out of chicken. I'm proud to tell you that this location was not prepared for the day. We do not have a main food that we serve here. They did have steak, and the steak was good, and I'll give credit. When I got through that line, they loaded up the bowl pretty good. They also, the drinking fountain was down.
So no drink.
We weren't eating in. We were taking out, so that wasn't a problem for us, but I did find it funny that on a day that was like 95 degrees, people could not get drinks at this particular location.
The one thing I liked from there was the smoked brisket, and that was a limited time thing. I thought they were going to keep it.
Yeah, I really only go with chicken or steak, and I just hope that they have one or the other.
Luckily, growing up in Jersey, we had a bunch of local, like, taco and burrito chains, like Bubba Coos and Surf Taco, places like that. And they were more prepared for things like that. And moving out here, obviously there's no New Jersey chains. And I have yet to find one good quality, like, burrito go-to place. Because Chipotle was never good in my eyes, even before the fall off.
Yeah, and it's, well, I mean, I did love it in high school when I first went. Maybe it's because it was new to me, but we're talking like early 2010s, and the one in Greensburg by the LA Fitness, like, all right, that one was hitting at a pretty good clip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the few that to this day I haven't had like a bad experience at. And, you know, somebody on the text line is asking, why would you keep going? I wish
the hope
I could just say no, but yeah, it is like I go in and I also hope maybe they will have their you know what together. And maybe it will be awesome. There's one that's only about 10 minutes from where we're sitting right now that is still going at a pretty good level. But, man, the fall off is rough.
I was never a fan to begin with. So I don't have the same feelings. I always thought it was overrated.
I think I get caught in because it is one of the healthiest.
And that's fair.
Fast foods that you could go to. So maybe I get caught up there, but I mean, there are other chains that are similar. You have Moe's, you have Qdoba.
Ooh, I love Moe's.
They give you the free chips at Moe's too, man. I mean, it's a,
I don't know if they still have the deal, but if you got three tacos, they'll give you a fourth one for free. And in college that came in clutch because, you know, you're hungry young man. And I don't know if maybe you partook in other activities that made you want that fourth taco beforehand.
Like smoking some weed?
I was trying to be PG, but
you guys
yeah.
did that up in Amish country, baby.
It's nothing else to do. Amish chocolate
milk.
This
is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
It is good. Dom?
So I'm glad Charlie's here because I have a take.
Oh, God.
And I thought I remembered you saying, Charlie, you're a big roller coaster guy. Is that true before I tell you the take?
I'm not a massive roller coaster person, but I do dabble in coasters.
You dabble yes. in coasters. Donnie, yes. are you a roller coaster person?
Yeah, I wouldn't say like enthusiast. I don't go all over the country to hop on one, but yeah, I like a good roller coaster.
So here's the take. I think roller coasters need to get more dangerous.
Because that sounds like a horrible idea.
Are you talking
but,
like Final Destination dangerous or like
not that level? But you see all these new roller coasters that are coming out at, you know, Cedar Point or wherever, and it feels like they're all the same. Nobody's doing anything new and exciting. We need to all come together, all of us in this room and everybody around the world. We need to come together and we need to find a way to make roller coasters more dangerous and exciting. Safety takes priority, but let's up the ante a little bit.
Well, wouldn't safety cancel out the dangerous part?
Dangerous in theory. Where you look at it and say, oh man, I don't know about this one. Like, we don't have that.
Let's put all these kids on a roller coaster with a live tiger date. Like, what are we...
If you want to bring a live tiger, I think that's a good idea, and I like the direction that you're headed in.
I'm still trying to comprehend the more dangerous.
Because...
The jackrabbit's going to add a third dip, so you really just come off the track.
Yeah, or like maybe a situation where you think, you know, maybe the bottom falls out from the coaster, or you think you're going to hit your head off of something, but you don't. Something that makes it, you know, more scary.
Okay, so there was one in Disney that I loved going on. I think it's called Expedition Everest.
Okay.
Where it gets to a point where you stop, and then you just ride backwards the rest of the time, which is fun. I know the first time I went on it, I wasn't expecting that.
See, now we're talking.
But after a while, you expect it, and then you just take other people on in your family to experience it for the first time like you did. It's still fun, especially now that they serve alcohol at Disney World, and there's a bar right outside of it.
Oh.
And when we went, there was no line, so we would just go on the ride, go get a rum bucket, chug that, go on the ride. We did that 3-4 times before we had to stop because we were getting ill.
Sure. But you get what I'm saying, though, right? Donnie, you get what I'm saying.
Live electricity wires.
I think that first initial claim is kind of hard. I understand, like, okay, let's make them more exciting. So maybe you could phrase it like that way. I don't know if saying, yeah, let's just make these babies more dangerous. Like, there's an...
No safety bars and 6 loop-de-loops.
There is a real risk of your life in this roller coaster. Like, you're going to have every ride have a consent form.
Like what if they did a thing where when you're going up the track, like the safety bar like pops up and you're like, oh my God. And then it pops back down.
I would hate that.
That would, yeah, no.
It's scary. It ups the ante.
It's scary.
Ups the ante. Yeah, I don't want to, like, I want to enjoy the ride. I don't want to die.
If you're going down a slope that's like, I don't know, math or
no, you're going,
angles.
You're going up the slope and the safety bar, you know, pops off.
Yeah, but if that happened, I would probably piss my pants.
And there we go. Now it's exciting. Now you have a story. Now you said, I just rode a coaster that's very exciting.
Now we have a story, and then the custodian has to clean up a grown man's piss from a more dangerous roller coaster because Dom the intern said it would be more fun.
That's awesome.
True, true story. This would have been in the like early to mid-70s, like my mom's like early teen years. She got stuck on the Thunderbolt. The ride got stuck like at the top. And you ever see like those little, that wee little like set of stairs? Like she had to climb down that.
Is it at Kennywood?
Yeah.
I've never been to Kennywood.
But Thunderbolt probably still, I would say, one of the best rides they have.
Yeah, I would say so.
Got stuck on the Thunderbolt. That sounds terrifying to me.
Yeah, now that's scary.
I love the ride.
Are you afraid of heights?
It
like within reason?
Like I have no problem with a good roller coaster, if that's what you mean. I'm not going to sign up to go skydive or anything, but...
Like if you go to the Grand Canyon and look down, you're not going to you're not going to have a panic attack. Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, that's cool, but I'm going to stay right here.
Yeah, I could absolutely do that. But I mean, if I got stuck like on the peak of a roller coaster, that would be terrifying.
Yeah.
You got to climb down that little tiny set of stairs.
It's almost like, sorry to cut you off, Charlie.
How
but
dare you?
You remember the, maybe you don't, Chuck, but Donnie, do you remember the scare house in Aetna?
I know what you're talking about, but I never went.
So they had the normal haunted houses, and then they had the extreme haunted house, which was the basement, which is your typical haunted house, but it, I'm going to use the phrasing again, ups the ante, makes it a little more
exciting.
Where you
have to sign the waiver where the people can touch you and all that?
Yeah, yeah. Something similar for roller coasters, I think, is what is needed. That's the best comp that I can make.
So live electricity wires in your seat that zaps you every time.
Again, not a terrible idea. I like the way you're thinking.
You said more dangerous.
You could try to put that into practice. And if you can't in real life, just try to download an old version of Roller Coaster Tycoon and they'll let you do it.
Oh, I love that game so much. That used to be that and backyard baseball in computer class in elementary school. First kids in the door, you were either hunting for the Oregon Trail, Roller Coaster Tycoon, or Backyard Baseball. If you didn't have one of those three, you just were left with Solitaire and Minesweeper for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, you named three greats right there. All right, this was fun. Dom, a fantastic work. Fantastic work on your end, as always, and certainly no shortage of phenomenal takes on your end. PM Team Overtime is next. Pirates and Brewers tonight at 7:40. Pregame starts closer to the end of this hour on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.